Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Clark Kent and Lois Lane wait anxiously for the recovery of Abner Sykes, fully realizing that the old telegrapher possesses the only key to Freeville's mysterious and devastating drought.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it's hard to tell who's having the most fun collecting those swell comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. The fellas or the girls. Fact is, all you members of the gang are having a whale of a lot of fun. And there's a lot of rivalry to see whether fellas or girls can collect the most different buttons. Well, it's almost like a race. And these pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are so doggone bright and smart-looking, everybody wants to collect all 18 in the series. That's right, 18 different comic strip characters in all, like Brenda Starr and Cindy and Spud and the Little Moose and Goofy and Beezy and Judy and Corky and Superman, of course. So you better hop to it, gang. And these exciting comic buttons are really easy to get. You just ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep and look for your prize inside every package you open. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere, but you get one plus loads of good breakfast eating in every package of Kellogg's Pep. The whole wheat flakes with a catchy golden toasted flavor that always tastes like more. Pep's good for you, too. It has extra amounts of energy, vitamin B1, and good old sunshine vitamin D. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Incredible as it seemed, Clark Kent, who as we know is Superman, was unable to down to the suspicion that Uncle Ed Clayton, rabble-rousing ex-governor and senatorial candidate, was somehow responsible for the prolonged drought in the Freeville area, where 300 war veterans who strongly opposed Uncle Ed's un-American tactics had taken homesteads. After a thorough search of the area failed to verify his suspicions, however, Superman was about to admit he had been mistaken when he spotted a fire in a patch of woods on a distant mountain slope. Streaking there, he found a small cabin ablaze, and in the cabin, the unconscious figure of old Abner Sykes, the local telegrapher who had recently disappeared. As we continue now in a restaurant many miles away, Lois Lane has been called to the telephone. Listen.
Hello?
That you, Lois?
Yes, Clark.
That's right. Listen.
Look, Clark, I thought you were coming right back. Where are you?
About 80 or 90 miles away.
80 or 90 miles away?
Yes, in the mountains.
Clark, what are you talking about? How could you be that far away? You only left here a half an hour ago.
Oh, look, Lois, will you please stop interrupting? This is important.
But how... Oh, all right. What is it, Clark?
I get this. The municipal building, which is across the street from where you are, should be deserted by now.
Yes.
Also, it'll be dark out in front.
Well, what of it?
If you'll walk across the street, a friend of ours will pick you up and bring you out here.
What friend will bring me where?
Will you please stop asking questions and do as you're told? We haven't any time to lose.
You're certainly being mysterious, I must say. I don't see what...
Oh, Lois, why don't you cooperate?
Oh, all right, all right. I'll pay my dinner check immediately and go across the street. And there, a little man with a long white beard and a magic carpet will be waiting for me, I suppose, right?
Well, you're pretty close, but...
What?
Get going, Lois. I'll see you later. So long.
So long. Trust Clark Kent to be mysterious. And all the time I'm sure he's just building atmosphere so he can keep me waiting out here for an hour and then show up with some cock and bull story about how...
Hope I didn't keep you waiting long, Miss Lane.
Superman!
That's right. You ready to take a little ride with me?
Ride? With you?
Uh-huh.
Why, certain... Wait a minute.
What?
Are you the friend Clark Kent said would call for me?
Yes, now if you're ready...
But where is Clark?
Well...
And since when are you running a taxi service for him?
Look, Miss Lane, I'm afraid some people across the street have spotted me, and that means there'll be a crowd around us in a moment, so if you're ready,
oh,
let's get going.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, of course I'm ready.
All right, up with you then. There. Now, up and away! You all right, Miss Lane?
Oh, yes. Regular airplanes are going to seem pretty tame after this.
And I take it you like Kent's taxi service.
Yes. So that reminds me.
What?
What are you doing here, and where is Clark? And how do you...
Oh, one question at a time, Miss Lane. It just happens that the story you and Kent are working on interests me.
Oh, you mean the story about...
I mean Uncle Ed Clayton's attempt to rule this state as a tyrannical demagogue and to promote anti-racial hate makes him a menace to America and to everything America stands for.
It certainly does. But look, about Clark. What? Apparently you were just in contact with him. What's
he doing? Well, I just made a little discovery, and I'm leaving Kent and you to follow it through.
Really? What is it?
You'll see for yourself in a moment. Hang on. Here we go down to those woods. Down! There we are, Miss Lane.
Yes, but where are we?
See that little cabin, or the charred remains of a cabin just up the hill there?
Oh, yes.
Well, go on up. You'll find Clark Kent in there and a surprise.
A surprise?
Yes. I'll see you later.
But wait a minute, Superman.
Kent will explain everything. Goodbye, Miss Lane. Up and away!
Rocketing up from the little clearing, Superman disappears like a bolt into the sky. But unknown to Lois Lane, who hurries up the narrow winding path to the half-burned little cabin clinging to the side of the wooded mountain, the Man of Steel has plummeted to earth on the other side of the cabin. There, swiftly resuming his guise and garb of Clark Kent, he slips around to the door just as Lois arrives, somewhat out of breath.
Oh, there you are, Clark.
Hello, Lois.
What's going on here? What is this
Come
all
inside.
About?
I had a surprise for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Superman said he discovered something. Is that it?
You bet. Watch where you step, Lois. We've had a little fire here, as you can see.
A little fire? There's practically nothing left of this cabin. Now listen,
Wait
Clark.
Look.
Who's that man lying on the couch?
Whom does it look like?
Why, it's Abner Sykes.
That's right.
But where did you find him?
How are you feeling now, Mr. Sykes?
Oh, might better.
Good.
Look, how did
that
you find...
That Superman feller get my condenser?
Yes, he got it.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay, I'll set up the receiver then and... Oh! Nope, can't make it yet. Too weak.
Well, you'd better rest a while. You had a bad time.
Look, Clark, I wish you'd tell
what
me
time
what...
time is it?
It's, just 8:10 in the evening.
Yes, and time you told
got
me
got
what...
a few minutes left to get my strength back then. Signals don't usually come in 4:08.
Tell me more about these signals, Mr.
What in
Sykes?
Heaven's name are you talking about? And what are you doing here, Mr. Sykes? And why
Hold
didn't
on,
you...
Hold on, Miss Lane. Don't nobody talk to me till I get my strength back.
No, but listen.
Won't say nothing.
Better be quiet, Lois. Just relax for a few minutes.
Relax? Good heavens. Of all the maddening people I ever saw. Clark, you've got to tell me. What is all this? What is Mr. Sykes doing in these mountains in a burned-out cabin?
Hiding out, for one thing, Lois.
But why? And why did he leave Freeville so suddenly the other day?
For the reason that you figured. He was afraid the same man or men who shot at him would try again.
You mean Uncle Ed Clayton's men?
I think so. That right, Mr. Sykes?
Ain't ready to talk yet.
Well, go on, Clark. You tell me. Why did Clayton's men try to shoot him?
Because Mr. Sykes knows something. Something he was going to tell us. And unless I'm very much mistaken, it has something to do with the drought in Freeville.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I want Mr. Sykes to tell us.
Oh, well, listen, Mr. Sykes.
Quiet. Ain't talking yet.
Oh, for the love of Mike, how long
Easy,
is this...
Easy, Lois. Wait a minute. Now, he did have a pretty rough time. You see, somebody hit him on the head a little while ago, knocked him unconscious, and then set this cabin on fire.
Good heavens! Then how did you...
Well, I mean, Superman got here just in time to save him and save what's left of this cabin.
And he saved my shortwave receiver. That's the important thing.
Oh? Are you ready to talk now?
Yep.
Well, who struck you and set the cabin on fire?
The scientist feller. And another one.
Who?
What scientist fellow?
Same one I went to see yesterday about them signals I've been picking up. Feller works for the county.
What signals are you talking about, and why did you...
Should've known better than to go to him when Uncle Ed gives out all the jobs in this county.
You mean Mr. Clayton was responsible for this last attack on you, too?
Yep.
But why, Mr. Sykes? Just what is this all about?
Dry spell in Freeville.
I knew it! All right, keep talking, Mr. Sykes. What about the dry spell?
Well, listen, I'm dead wrong, and I'm pretty sure I ain't now, count of what happened to me. That dry spell ain't a natural one. It's being caused by some mechanical means.
Now we're getting someplace. Keep talking, Mr. Sykes.
His eyes gleaming, Clark Kent orders old Abner Sykes to continue talking, while Lois Lane sits by, a look of shocked amazement on her face. What does the old telegrapher mean? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, you've probably heard the older folks talk about perpetual motion. You know, something that never stops moving. Well, one young fellow told me the other day that he thinks that these comic buttons in the new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep are perpetual fun. Sure, no sooner do you add a new button to your collection than you're already on the lookout for another. And of course, when you get a duplicate, why, you can swap with your friends. And these buttons are so terrific looking, you're proud to wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Take Vitamin Flintheart, for instance, with his fuzzy fur coat and that slouch hat. Or Superman himself, complete with red cape and Superman insignia. Yes, sir, you'll want to collect all 18 of these new series comic buttons. And you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find a comic button, an exclusive prize, in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And believe me, gang, you'll like these toasted flakes of good whole wheat with their catchy sunshine flavor. You'll want to eat a bowl of Pep for breakfast every single morning. Delicious is the word for Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to keep you supplied with plenty of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In his little half-burned cabin in the mountains, old Abner Sykes has just startled Clark Kent and Lois Lane by saying,
"Listen, I'm dead wrong, and I'm pretty sure I ain't now, because of what happened to me. That dry spell in Freeville ain't a natural one. It's being caused by some mechanical means."
"What?"
"That's what I thought. Now can you tell us who's doing it, Mr. Sykes?"
"Well, way I got it lined up, Mr. Kent, it's being caused by Uncle Ed Clayton.
Clayton?"
"To bust them war veterans off their homesteads and drive them out of the state."
"Oh, huh? Nonsense. That's what Clark's been saying, but it's too silly for words."
"No, it isn't, Lois. I told you."
"Of course it is. How could Uncle Ed Clayton or any other human being cause a drought?"
"Oh, I don't know. Do you, Mr. Sykes?"
"Don't exactly know how yet, but I can prove Uncle Ed's doing it."
"How?"
"You'll see. What time is it now?"
Just 2 minutes to eight."
"Oh, well, just 2 minutes to go now, then. So I gotta work fast. Where's the condenser that Superman filler brought, eh?"
"I've already installed it in your shortwave set."
"Okay, then. Here goes."
"Here goes what?"
"You'll hear in a minute, Miss Lane."
"Oh, now, look, Clark, I do think this is a lot of nonsense."
"Quiet, Lois."
"But, Clark,
please, Lois, be quiet for just a minute. Well, Mr. Sykes?"
"Won't be long now, Mr. Kent. Them signals should be coming in any second."
"What signals?"
"You'll see."
"Oh, sure, we'll see. If you ask me, I think..."
"Lois, please."
"Oh, all right.
Get ready, Mr. Kent. Here she comes."
Tensely, Clark Kent and old Abner Sykes lean closer to the shortwave receiver. And despite her skepticism, Lois Lane leans forward, too. What are they about to hear? Can it be possible that Clark Kent's suspicions were correct, and that Uncle Ed Clayton, the rabble-rousing demagogue, is able to defy the forces of nature and cause a man-made drought? Tomorrow's episode is swift and exciting, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, just think of the circus of fun, gang, when Mom sets Kellogg's variety out on the table at breakfast. There's the business of picking out your own favorite Kellogg cereal from this handy white, green, and red package with the 10 individual packages. You'll take Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Pep or Rice Krispies or one of your other Kellogg favorites. And you'll have your own private box of cereal to open yourself. Then for Sister, there's the cutout doll on the bottom of the tray to dress up and to play all sorts of games with. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.